everybody. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your best friends, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I made the fatal error.
Here we go.
I made the iced coffee, boy. But I didn't put enough ice in it. So now it's just watered down, warm
coffee.
It looks
like tea.
It looks like iced
Did you
tea.
Use the iced coffee button?
No, because I don't have any faith in that button.
It just puts it out at a mid-range temperature.
Maybe I should start doing that instead.
But I've just been chugging this. You know what I mean?
When you're going to introduce the rest of the guys, I'm going to hop off and get some more ice and come back with maybe a snack for everyone.
Make it for like 2 minutes. Introduce us for 2 minutes.
I know, right? All right, here you go. I'm passing over here, the Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Good afternoon, everybody. Now, I made the fatal error, Greg. I stayed up way too late playing Pokemon last night.
Did you catch them all?
No, man. I kind of gave up on, am I going to do that or not? Like, is my life goal at the end by the end of this? Oh, you didn't leave, Nick.
Yeah, no, you got up and left.
Oh, I have people for that.
Joanna or Bo-Anna?
Good Anna.
Go-Anna.
Go-Anna. Got me some ice.
Anyway.
I want to call it Goey.
Goey! That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great nickname. Here's what I need somebody to do out there, everybody. All right, this is going to be tough, but I think you can do it. One of you is some kind of web developer. I need a .com that is Joey good or bad? But when I go there, I get to click yes or no.
Just
so all day long, we can do it. And then at the end of every day, we figure out if is Goanna or Bo-Anna.
Or
you hear this, Joey?
If none of this makes sense to you, you need to watch.
Good news.
You need to watch the pre-show.
Because when you're good, you get Goanna, a.k.a. Goey.
Goey!
Joey, you like Goey?
But you're bad. You're Bowie.
Joey, does it bother you that I asked you to get me some ice, and the second you left the room, we just started talking about you?
Does it bother me? Yes. Am I surprised? Absolutely
no.
not.
God,
it
no.
was good. It was good though. You're being good, Joey.
So somebody make it isjoeygoodorbad.com, but only I can have access, and I get to vote every day when she does. It's like putting like when you go to a cool coffee shop and they have the tip jars, but it's like vote if you like peanut butter cookies or chocolate chip cookies, and you put your money in. That's what we're doing. We're putting tokens in. Yeah.
See, I like that though. But can we make money from it? Make him have to pay.
Sure.
Because I like that's the most here's, important
thing. Well, just make Greg have to pay.
So here's what
I
you
like
do.
I like that too.
You do it.
Do I get all the money?
No. Is joeygoodorbad.com. And then at the Patreon tier of, I don't even know, bronze.
Joey, what's your
you
favorite
can come
number?
View. You can come on and vote if Joey's been good or bad.
Number result in me getting more money.
If the number lines up with our number, yeah.
375 is my favorite.
Man, 1,000.
usually people pick between 1 and 20.
Yeah, damn, that's a. What's the origin of that?
I don't know. It was like the first number that popped in my head.
She wishes there were 10 more days in the year.
What's your guys' favorite number?
13.
13. Taylor Swift, what up?
6.
I would say 6 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys fucking see her over the weekend? Taylor Swift liked one of my tweets. No big
no
deal.
No shit.
No big deal.
She likes everyone's tweets, dude. She has people
Fuck
that
you.
Like those tweets.
Trust
what,
me.
What tweet does she like?
I've been out in the desert
you think,
of Taylor
you
Swift
think
likes.
You
right?
were, the
it's
whole
been
weekend,
years since I got a fucking like from her.
The whole weekend you were suckling the Taylor teats. You were suckling the Snyder teats. Get out of here, dude. Snyder. Get out. What's up? What are the
sorry
teats?
That I'm brave Snyder. Enough, Andy. I'm brave enough to like the things Snyder. I like, unlike you. You sit on the fucking sidelines and wait to see if something's popular.
Taylor, please like me.
You sat over there like, is Pokemon going to be a big deal this time around? Well, now I'm a Pokemon fan.
Everything was Nick. He knew what he wanted to do, but then it just went Snyder. Snyder.
They both have two tits, man.
I get it. So
that's how human anatomy works.
You only have two hands.
Yeah.
Man. First off, you guys, all your face is going to be fucking red when the Snyder Cut drops with HBO Max Plus, whatever the fuck.
Is our face going to be red? It's going to be like, oh, no shit, that's what's happening.
It's going to be so good. Are you going to eat the words you said about Batman v Superman? I guarantee he will, ladies
we'll
and
see.
Gentlemen.
Guys, yeah,
we'll
he'll
see.
Have to reform an opinion, even a worse one. Like, I didn't think this movie could get any worse, but an unfinished effects movie is way worse.
Dude,
guys,
I
how
hope they
little,
do it.
How fucking little. On the spectrum of, like, do I want to do this? Do I fucking despise doing this? Did Ben Affleck want to put out that tweet? There's not a chance it fucking hell.
What did he tweet?
He gives a shit
he
about
the
any of this.
Release the Snyder Cut.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck.
Like, they all did. Gal Gadot did it as well.
Gal's
like,
in, though. Gal loves that.
I can tell Gal cares. But, Ben Affleck, there's not a chance in fucking hell he gives a shit about this.
What
cut.
Is the deal with, by the way, everybody, Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the best baby blues, a.k.a. at Tim Gettys. What is the deal with Ben Affleck, all right? Because, like, I don't know anything about him, right? He was Batman. Great. That was cool. That's and it seems like after that or in the middle of that, Did he have an alcohol problem?
Yes.
And it blew up his marriage. And then he stopped acting. And he stopped talking to Kevin Smith. And then he stopped doing other movies. But then he popped up in the reboot of Kevin Smith. And then he's got a new thing with Janina. And I just can't keep up with Ben Affleck.
The Kevin Smith thing, from what I understand, was because Jennifer Garner did not like Kevin Smith very much. So evidently, she didn't like him, and
so they didn't hang out.
They just stopped hanging out, and Ben got super popular as well.
He's kind of a flick,
but he was already popular. I mean, remember when I would say his height of popularity was when he was getting ready to marry J Lo, and during that, him and Kevin were still close. So I don't know if they had a falling out, or if it was the Jennifer Garner thing.
I remember him
the Sony podcast. I can't keep up to figure out where I need to go to get the information. I think he's much like us.
I feel like when he was on Rogan, they talked about that a little bit, because Rogan asked him about, like, he's like, how come you don't hang out with Ben anymore? He's like, well, I just think that he I mean, you know, Kevin's like the most politically nice person ever. He's not going to talk shit about anyone.
Oh, sure.
But I think he alluded to the fact that he was not really welcome in the house.
I didn't realize anything was amiss, because I remember when he got cast as Batman, Kevin was the first person I saw publicly talk about. He saw the bat suit and looks fucking rad. I didn't see anything was publicly amiss until an Instagram post in the lead up to Jay and Silent Bob reboot, where he talked about Ben Affleck and thanked him for answering the text, making it sound like they hadn't talked in a while, and he texted him out of the blue, and then they finally started talking.
Well, I think also that they were not friends from, like, back in the day. They became friends when he cast him in Mallrats.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was boys with him like he was with Muse.
Sure.
It was just they found this guy, and he was like, oh, he's cool, and they had worked together. And then he did Chasing Amy with him, and that's when they became, I guess, really good friends. But beyond that point, it's not like they go way, way back. I guess it's relative, because they do go way back. But exactly. Yeah. So I mean, it's not like he went through all the trials and tribulations with Muse, where he got him off of fucking heroin.
I don't want to say this joke because I don't think it's very funny.
Just say it, bro.
But I just want to put it out there, just so you all know what I was thinking. I was thinking, does Jason? Were they friends with Jason Muse's brother as well? His twin, Mewtwo.
Oh, dude. It's Pokemon on the brain. Mewtwo's.
This is a good joke.
But I didn't want to say it.
I think sometimes you got to trust that first instinct. You know what I mean? A lot of times you're like, should I go talk to this girl? Should I not? Like, you just should have. No,
thanks.
You shouldn't.
Minor
cut. Snyder Cut, though.
Talking about
it real quick. Yeah. So I know that you're super jazzed about it. I know many people seem to be jazzed about it. I'm not jazzed for it for the sole reason that if it were to happen, inevitably, we're finally going to have to do DCEU in review. And that means we're going to have to watch Justice League twice.
Fuck. All right. Great point. Unless, you know, it really fixes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Can you imagine? We have to watch them all, and then somehow the Snyder Cut fixes it all. And it's just like, wow, that was all fucking.
We knew you understand where you were going this high the whole time. We were in this dark, dark tunnel. We were going to get to the light, you know?
My favorite, though, to this day, will still be the unboxing video we do with Makuga. And I don't know where he goes, man, this is going to be a controversial take, guys, but like, I think DC really dropped the ball with that. The most obvious thing in the world.
He was drunk as shit. We were very, very drunk after we were cool friends, if memory serves.
It was great.
I'm sorry, are we interrupting you, Nick?
No, sorry.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. Usually four best friends gather on this table, each bringing their lives to the table to talk to you about them. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can submit your topics for the show. You can get the show early. You can get it ad-free. You can get it live. You can get it with the pre and post show. If you don't want to give us any money because you don't think we're doing a good job and don't want to support the business, I totally understand. Very much so. I respectfully disagree, but cool. You can wait till we put it all up as one big video and one big MP3 Fridays. Of course, there's no pre and post show. Of course, you get ads. Of course, it's not live. You don't get any of the benefits, and that stinks. And you shouldn't be a stinky person. Right, cool, Greg?
Right.
Thank you. Housekeeping for you. Thank you, our Patreon producer, Kieran O'Donnell. Today we're brought to you by Movement, Felix Gray, and Quip. But before I tell you about any of that, Andrew Feistner writes in.
Are we doing it?
To remind you of Andy's question, what reptile would you want to be furry?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to need Barrett a list of reptiles, because I hate this shit where you got reptiles, amphibians, like ugly people. Which is which?
Here's why.
Is a catfish a fucking reptile?
I want to let you know.
It's ugly as fuck, man.
Okay.
If you've ever seen
a fish.
you ever stop there? You know, you're sitting there in bed at night, right?
Yeah.
You stroked your wiener real good. You're sitting there getting ready to drift off, and you think about that first fish that walked out of the water and was like, oh, fuck Darwin, you know? Like, that fish mid-transition is a catfish. And that was, so next time you think of a chameleon or a fish, think of a catfish. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't understand what you were saying.
The reason I thought of this was there was, you know how Twitter loves showing you people's tweets that you don't follow or even know or give a shit about, but they love showing you when your friends reply to their tweets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know you can mute that stuff, but it's just, it's a whole to do. So this one guy posted a photo, random guy posted a photo of like, hey, should I buy this? And it was like a chameleon or something. And then our friend Steven Septic replied to him and said, don't be a lizard guy or a sword guy or a snake guy or a horse girl. Simple life rules. And I thought, lizard guy might be weird, but what if it was like a furry kind of soft lizard? And then I thought, man, I really want reptiles to be soft and furry. And immediately
you think that would fix the problem?
I think it would, yeah. I think that would make them more appealing.
It would make reptiles more appealing, but they'd still look weird. I'm going to give out some... We're talking about life rules and help here. And again, you've heard my stories on this fucking show.
Tell them, Greg.
Fucking Pokey 1, Pokey 2, turtles, you know, my hamsters, my fucking gerbils and shit. I had a goddamn guinea pig, all these other bunnies and shit. Hey, Mom, I want a pet. Get a dog or get a cat. Do not get anything in between. There's no reason. There's nothing else. You don't want to be... Hey, I got a ferret. Fuck off. All right?
You don't want to be fair.
Make up your mind. I got a sugar glider. Shut up. You're weird.
Well, I had some friends
back
home.
I got some birds. They're just going to shit all over the place. And again, I grew up, my mom got a bird.
Bird people are weird.
Dad loved the bird then. Nobody wanted this fucking bird. They all tricked themselves into it.
I had some friends back home that had ferrets.
Yeah.
And their house always smelled
like
shit.
If you don't like do something weird, you got to remove some kind of gland on them. I'm not making this. If I'm lying, I'm dying. They will fucking stink all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It smelled bad. But a lot of it was just like the container it was in and shit.
Naturally.
I remember going to Mizzou. This moron would wear a snake to class. And you're goddamn right, the snake got off his...
He would wear a snake to class.
He'd bring his pet snake around his neck. And the motherfucker got on the ground, a whole bunch of people freaked out one day in a giant lecture hall. This happens. Because you don't need to bring this. Like, here's the thing. God bless / cursed the canine species with all manner of good dogs and bad dogs, fucked up dogs and normal looking dogs. You know what I mean? Get a pug all shoved together, get a bulldog fucking painful, not even supposed to be alive.
We're not talking shits about pubs.
I'm just saying, Snowbike Mike knows I'm not throwing shade.
He realized as he was saying, oh, no.
Shit,
I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying there's a lot of fucking weird-looking dogs and good-looking dogs and cute dogs. And like, so at no point do you need to sit there and be like, you know what I need to be even more weird and normal and crazy and have fucking people look at me and go, that's the guy. I'm going to go get a fucking giant chameleon. You know what I mean? I'm going to get a Komodo dragon, ride that to class. Komodo. Like, get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. This has been Greg's rant about animals.
So you're saying
I'm not clear on what
general,
the point
I think the rules are if you want
a pet, get a dog or a cat.
Get a dog or a cat.
Right, Cool Greg?
Well, Cool Greg likes...
Cool Greg wants a snake.
You want an octopus, Cool Greg. See, that's different.
Why is that different?
No, that's not.
Because at no point does somebody say, I'm going to walk my octopus. I'm going to bring my octopus to class.
What about the octopus that break out of the tanks?
That's awesome. Yeah. At that point, when they get out and they escape, you
deserve
it. You know what, man? I'll put you... Where do you want to go?
Touche. You guys want to drive to Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
You can tell me right now. We walk outside, right? Yeah. The temperature cools down a little bit, and Larry down the road decides to take his fucking pet iguana for a walk on a leash. And you see that thing walking down the street, you're going to tell me you don't want to rush over to that thing and pet him and play
100%.
With him?
I don't want anything to do with that fucking thing.
Nick, what are you telling me?
I fucking think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
I never want a reptile because I don't like having other shit in my life that I have to take care of. I just find it needless and completely overly complicating your life. Because then you got to have someone take care of your fucking iguana when you're gone. Like, what are you going to do? Have someone come to your house and feed fucking
crickets?
That's dumb.
I got to feed it other live things, come on, guys.
I'll say this. There was a time not so long ago where we were trying to figure out if we could get a giant snake for KFAF to scare Greg. And
be scared, Greg. God, bite his head off.
I think it was either to scare Greg or to scare Andy. It was maybe it was to scare you.
Yeah, oh, it was for the box.
That's what it was. It was for the box. We were going to make you...
Instead, you put my head in the box and scared Andy.
That was much better and way cheaper. But I said to Cool Greg, I was like, if I get you a giant anaconda, will you take care of it? And he was like, his eyes got so big. And then when we didn't end
with
up doing
terror
it,
terror or like with anticipation. Okay,
he was super excited.
Slytherin,
like, yeah, exactly, right. And what were you gonna name it? Cool G, what were you gonna name it?
Nagini.
It had to be Nagini. Again, Nagini, right? It's got to be
Lamborghini.
Nagini. Yeah, Lamborghini. Lamborghini Countach. Harry Potter is his full name. You psychopath. I'm with you, man. I just think like I love dogs. I've had dogs growing up. I had cats growing up. I talk a lot of shit about cats. because they're terrible, but whatever. But I just, the idea of having even a pet in my life right now just seems very overwhelming. Because, like, I see the joy that Portillo brings you, but then I also see that you, it's just another thing you have to think about when you want to live your life. And to me, it's like,
Goanna gets it. It's great.
I think,
well, I don't have Goanna. I don't think I can make her stay at my place and watch my pet.
I don't make her do it. I just say, if you don't do this, there won't be a job for you next month.
I will literally remove your desk from the office. You can work outside.
If certain reptiles were cute and furry, or just furry, period, they would make them a lot more appealing to me. It wouldn't do anything for the reptile necessarily. Right. I guess we're calling it a mammal now. I don't know. Like, does it change it?
Like, what's the qualifications there?
Well, no, I guess warm-blooded and have fur.
Eggs, yeah. Or warm-blooded, and, rather. You know, yeah.
There's still reptiles in this situation.
Still reptiles. Okay. Like, whenever I see videos of, like, a little cute snake, like baby snake with the big eyes, sure. and somebody like runs its finger over its head. I'm like, yeah, but that would be so much more enjoyable for me if I felt fur, like like I was petting a dog.
Yeah, but then it'd be so weird when the snake molts and like the skin comes off and you just have furry pelts everywhere.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is the furry reptiles. I get the idea that you're coming from here, but I feel like they'd be most similar to, and I know this is going to strike fear to many people. No, the tarantula.
Oh,
you're taking a thing that's not supposed to be furry, making it furry.
Makes it scarier.
It's fucking scary.
A furry snake would be terrifying.
That's the other thing too.
Can
like,
you look
it's
a furry
gonna,
reptile.
They're gonna be filthy. If you have a hairy snake crawling through the dirt, and you know what I mean, it's gonna have shit and fucking ticks and all sorts of shit living in its fur.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be good.
I guess so.
Automatically go to ticks.
What
about like a big iguana or a chameleon? Chameleon, I think you're cute. When they're just walking really slow and just kind of like
in like
eyes.
Pixar CG form, they are.
Yeah,
that's an iguana, isn't it?
No,
that walk like this with weird eyes. Chameleons are small.
Right, maybe.
No, I think chameleons. They look like iguanas, don't they? But they're smaller.
I saw a great photo of the internet about like gecko. You know, whenever dinosaurs freeze or whatever, like the bodies when they're preserved in ice or whatever. Hair doesn't get, it doesn't stay with them over the years and millions of years or whatever. But so there's no way that we can't prove dinosaurs ever look like this. And it was a picture of a brontosaurus just and on its head, just like long hair. And it looks so stupid.
Tim, I don't think this has the results that you were expecting.
I'd like to show me these results. There we go.
That is a different furry.
Love it.
Wow.
Look at the top right one, the reptile, bear, alligator.
This guy?
Why are there so many drawings of furries?
Because it's furries, like, you know, when people dress up as...
Yeah, I know, but the fact that people draw them makes it extra
There's a lot of deviant in the deviant art community.
Great.
Lizard gremlin has high self-esteem. Listen up, Fives. A ten is speaking.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any deviant art links here.
Yeah, but
impressive.
These all look like they're stolen from there.
Definitely. These are someone's OC.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of like the big fucking iguanas. They would just feel a
Bear,
lot like...
give me a big fucking iguana.
When they're... Thank you. A lot of the times their owners have them draped over their shoulder or their chest or whatever, and I think that'd just be a lot more, you know, fun to hold if it was... You could run your fingers through its long fur.
I like the way they feel because it feels like a hairless cat.
Jesus.
That thing's terrifying.
Look at this fucking guy.
I was down in Mexico one time. My buddy's bachelor party.
And whoa!
We stayed at this place called Villa Las Iguanas, something or other. And I was like, I wonder why they call it that. And everywhere you looked, there was like, a iguana would just peek around the corner and be staring at you. It was fucking freaky. Down, when you're drunk, you're like, left. This is terrifying.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at this motherfucker, dude. He's about to get his fuck on.
Is he doing a Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park?
He totally is, man. I love it. And look, this is like him. In a couple days, is going to be that guy. Yeah.
So here, look at this one.
I was going to say, iguana attacks owner to let her know. I want to see more about that information. That is a muni. That is a down there, too. That's a muni bus in San Francisco with a motherfucker with an iguana. Someone brought a big iguana on the end today. Now, that thing, I mean, come on now.
Imagine furry?
Yeah, it's even worse.
No.
It's weird claw things.
Nah.
It's a dinosaur face.
No way.
Horrifying.
No way.
Give me iguana attacks owner to let her know. Lipstick, and I keep clicking.
That's scary, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is definitely some Taboola shit.
To let her know what? Jesus.
She let it sleep in her bra like a baby.
Oh.
Why?
It's pissed off.
Go up. We were going past the article.
Maybe she has a
she can sense
bra.
My weakness in instability, so she's challenging me for alpha.
That's when you take her and just crack her on the fucking table.
Whack. Whip her with the tail.
How you feel right now? Which one do you think is dominant?
Whack.
Which, you know what would be
which
really
one has the tail that comes off?
Lizards?
Yeah, I think most lizards do, right?
Lizards.
But that would be a weird, another weird kind of conundrum, right? The tail falls off. It's just like a little
hairy
furry.
Tails?
Is that what is that? Like, it's and it's moving around still.
No, Andy.
When I think about furry reptiles, I think about like hamsters, you know, and like guinea pigs.
Sure.
Where you just think, why do these things exist?
Sure.
What's eating the, like, if we weren't taking care of these things in
gerbils,
in our homes, how do they survive out there? Where there's,
well, it was a different time back then with, like, the big trees and the long grasses, you know
sure.
what I mean? That before we came
sure.
in with our urbanization.
I guess I would like to, I think to myself, is there any world where those animals do exist outside of people's
they
homes?
They definitely do. There's definitely, like, ground faring, like,
remember Metal Gear Solid 4?
Guinea pigs are big there, right? Yeah.
There's a shit ton of guinea pigs running around Peru.
Yeah, there's guinea pigs everywhere.
That's so weird to me.
There's guinea pigs. This is going back to last week's topic of Batman masturbating and edging and
jacking
all of
it
that.
Off.
Our friend that does the edging thing, he used to have guinea
he's
pigs.
He's your friend. Chill
the
fuck out.
He used to have guinea pigs. And this weekend, he sent me a picture from San Francisco near the Muni that just says, "Stay back from Edge." And he just replied, "Can't." And I'm like, I haven't responded to him in years. You just keep sending me edging pictures.
RP scrubs.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Jen's mom had a guinea pig for a long time who just passed in the last 6 months.
Oh, no.
Named Madame Bijou.
Uh-huh.
Weep, weep, weep. That's what Madame Bijou would say. That's the guinea pig noise they're making.
You kind of nailed it.
Weep,
they
weep,
did that
weep,
in Metal
weep,
Gear Solid as well.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Is your eye starting to go again?
It's my other one, man.
Are we starting to get fucking more weird ass Tim eyes?
Tim, just wear the glasses. This is God's way of saying you can't wear contacts.
I'll never give up. Trust my instincts.
I know.
At what point do you say I'm gonna get LASIK?
I can't.
At what point can I just make my life?
My eyes are damaged.
Oh.
This is the fucking worst thing in the world. I would.
It's weird to me when I sit down and think that some people's eyes just don't work well.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to me as somebody who has good vision.
Great vision.
When we were talking, when we were on Extra Life and you were here with Gia, very, very drunk, and we won't talk about the events at Chance.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, you weren't here. But there was something up on the screen. You're like, I don't have my glasses on. I can't see. I was like, wow, that's so. I always forget that.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a real thing.
Like, people can't see sometimes.
Just highly dysfunctional
people.
It's
so bizarre to me.
Mm-mm. Here's what I'll say. This is kind of a non sequitur, but stick with me.
Okay.
You know how, like, Steve Jobs, genius guy.
Yeah. Loved
eating fruit. Would just wear the same outfit every day, so that was one less decision he had to make every day.
Right.
One fewer thing he had to think about every day. Andy, how much better would this office be if we just changed Tim's name to Greg, and we just treated him like Greg, and he was just Greg? So there was one. We could just pretend there's one fewer person in the office.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I guess. But then it would be well.
And that way you could.
Who gets paid?
Real Greg could just come in half a time, and then other
Greg
can sit in your desk, and then that's it. We're done.
So we're gonna have cool Greg, good Greg, and bad Greg floating around. That's what you want.
Yeah, why does he have to be a bad Greg?
Bolana,
he doesn't pull pranks on people.
Wow. I don't mean like on your personality.
He doesn't call Joey a childhood name that scarred her
first
for life.
First off,
Greg.
It was gonna break.
He's good Greg.
That news was gonna break regardless. All right.
You're evil Greg for sure. You're like dirty Superman in
Superman
2.
3.
I do think there's one less person for Games Daily though. That's kind of a big issue. You know.
No.
I didn't do this, but like. For some reason in my head, I thought it would be funny, but I just got really angry. Said, "Fuck you guys," and just went. I just have to go to the bathroom. But I just walked. How confused would you get?
We wouldn't believe you.
I mean, I wouldn't
believe
you.
So.
I've never seen you get angry.
I feel like
in
I can sell it though.
You think so?
Well, try it.
Give
try
it
right now. Give it to me.
No, don't do it.
Come on. Act. Emote. See if that's how soft you did it.
Bitch.
You fucking pussy. Turn around.
So
and eat him alive.
That's why he can't be evil Greg. Do you see what I'm saying? He doesn't have the fucking hate in his heart like you do sometimes.
That's true, I guess.
And I respect it. I'm not saying this is like a bad thing.
Oh, I know.
I think you got to have a little hate in your heart to exist in these days. That's why we keep you
that's
around.
True. Yeah.
That's my sole job here.
I had a reoccurring nightmare that I always have. And it's not even considered a nightmare. I wouldn't even call it
that.
Bad dream. It's just something that gives me anxiety to the max.
Give it to me, dog.
And it happens every once in a while where in my dream, I was stressing out about having to drive from Texas to California.
That was a long drive for you.
Because it was but in my dream, this wasn't the first time. This is just one of those things I had to prepare for again. But in the dream, you know, things are happening. We're all, you know, the activities are being had. And I knew that, like, oh, I should probably leave right now. Do I have everything? Because I know the first stop will be in New Mexico, like I did last time.
Sure.
But what if I get
Breaking
there
Bad
too
House?
Late? Yeah, exactly.
Did
yeah.
you go to the Breaking Bad house when you drove through?
Nah, it'd be no. cool. Pizza on top of the roof.
Why didn't you do it? Because I think you're a big fan.
That's a good point.
Okay.
We got, yeah, cool guy. Yeah, we'll do a road trip. Damn.
You should have gone with her.
Jealous. Apparently, the owners of the place are like very not fond of
They're like, stop visitors. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they should have thought twice before they let their
house. Before they bought a meth house. Yeah. But anyway, I always stress out about that. And I always have that reoccurring dream. And it was funny because this dream referenced a prior dream that I had where in a dream prior that I was stressing out about the same sort of thing. There was like something that had happened in there. And I thought about like, oh, well. The power goes out in LA at this amount of time. It's just stupid shit.
Sure.
But that's always like one of my big stressors. And it's not even a nightmare. It's not a big monster chasing me. It's stuff like that. It's also like school starts and I don't have anything
ready.
Yeah,
you haven't done your studies. Yeah. Here's my question though. Do you think, and I don't mean to blow your mind here, the dream you just had where you're like, oh, and it references a dream that's had before, do you think you really dreamed that dream?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Because I've definitely had it where I'm in a dream and I'm like, oh, did this happen before? And I'm like, wait, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys
have way more complex dreams than I do.
Yours is just what?
I had a
sexual
nightmare. No, I had a nightmare the other day where someone handed me a baby. And I was like,
I'm
like, is this my baby? That I did it? And then I woke up, I was like, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah. It was, I just always have that same reoccurring nightmare. But that's a great point.
Nick with a baby is like the season of Mandalorian I don't want to see.
I was at my jiu-jitsu gym the other day, and the owner of the gym has a kid, a cute little baby, and his wife was taking pictures and stuff, and she goes, here, hold my baby, because I was like, okay, I don't know what to do, so I'm just like, and the kid's like looking at me, and I'm
holding him by the head,
and one of the girls in the gym was like, holy shit, do you have a kid? And I was like, why did you say it like that?
Yeah.
Like, is that the worst thing that you could possibly imagine right now? She goes, she's like, oh, that's so-and-so's kid.
Oh, thank God.
She goes, oh, thank God. I was like, what? Like, I'm this fucking horrible human being that can't have a child?
Well, yes, you are. But secondly, it would be that knowledge of you and then seeing you holding a kid all awkward. Like, that kid's 4 months old. You don't know how to hold it yet?
I mean, they don't do anything. They just hang there for
a minute. Today we were at lunch and we saw this guy crossing the street with one of those front baby packs on.
The kid looks dead.
This baby was just it's not even a baby. Like, it looked.
It was a solid 1 year.
It was sizable, man. Yeah. And it's just kind of like bouncing around. And this guy just head down, just walking
he had a day. That was a day he was having.
Great.
I don't know. It's not that, not that I'm against the kids. Here's what I'm going to say. Yeah. You think you have a child one day, right?
Sure.
You're thinking about that, right? And you go to yourself, I got two options for people that can take care of this kid. Bad Joey or Uncle Nick.
Yeah.
You can tell me you're not going to think about at least like what it would be like if the kid spent a couple days with Uncle Nicky.
What it is, you're all wrong about it, right? Is that, Joey's already told me she's down for taking care of Portillo forever, but never a kid. What you're talking about with Uncle Nick, right, is the tipping point of how old the kid is. When the kid's like
17.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, I want to party with Uncle Nick. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the thing, is eventually you get to where it's just gonna be fun times with cool Nick. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where it's like, that's great. When it's like the kid needs you for everything, that's a huge problem.
The thing is this, let's see, I'm almost 40. So if you had a child next year, I would be 56 years old when that kid turns 16. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a perfect age.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like baller Nick, let's jump on a private plane to Vegas.
Wow.
And then your son's like, no, let's just stay here. And I go, that's much cheaper. Yeah, let's do that.
Well, it's because he's gone before and he knows that he can't go to any of the gambling things
with
you.
Fair.
You just leave him somewhere. It's a good show.
Point. Here's some quarters for the arcade.
would you be more concerned, Greg, about the like age 0 to 6 or the age 7 to 16?
I'd be more concerned about 0 to 6.
Yeah.
Because really? It's that thing of like Nick having to like take care and change diapers and feed it and and it can't communicate its needs or whatever to him. You know what I mean?
Figure it out though.
Like, I feel like Nick can figure that. You can YouTube that stuff. You can't YouTube like how to like be around somebody.
I think I'm excellent around kids. I'm appropriate around children. But occasionally I'll just pull like a 7 or 8 year old aside and be like, you're being a little bitch.
Nut up, man.
Shut the fuck up.
It's time to be a man.
Nah, I'm joking. I don't do that shit.
I'm appropriate around children.
I'm very appropriate around children.
Yeah. You're respectful.
I'm good with kids.
For sure.
I am.
You're respectful.
So I was like, I am. I would worry about me a lot more if it was age 16 to 18. Because then I'd be like, what's up, dude? What you been doing?
Somebody's got to treat him, you know, like a human being. And that's definitely what 56-year-old Nick would do.
I mean, I would definitely shame and pressure them into doing things that they don't want to do.
You smoking yet? You want to smoke? I'll buy you a pack of cigarettes.
Uncle Nick? Yeah. And they're like, why? I got to smoke a cigarette. The kid want to smoke a cigarette. This is for a cigarette. Yeah. And you'd be like, no, you don't need to do any of that stuff.
See, I think when we start dressing you up in this, like, a horrid future where you're, like, that bad, it's just us really thinking of what Matt would do with the child.
Now, Matt, my brother's a different story altogether.
How so?
Because he has no boundaries.
Yeah.
So he would just think it was completely appropriate to do everything, like drink, smoke, whatever. And your kid would be, you come back a changed person forever.
Yeah.
Where I would be like, there's got to be a line. There's a line, you know. My brother thinks it's hilarious to push that line. Just kick that line down the fucking field.
Sure.
Yeah.
The line's the eyebrows, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, the eyebrows, yeah, man. Like, your kid would come back hairless. And you'd be like, why? Uncle Matt says that body hair is disgusting.
We were going to the water slides. We needed to go faster.
We needed to get a little. We needed that self-lubricating body.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We rubbed baby oil on ourselves and shot ourselves down the
tube. My brother used to be so into tanning that when he was skinnier, he used to be so into tanning, which in and of itself is a weird thing to me. It's just weird. Okay.
It's weird. I think it's really weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's fine if you do it every once in a while, but there are people that are just really into it. Like, when I watched that documentary about steroids, and that guy was just really into tanning.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a weird dude.
Yeah.
But my brother used to love that because he used to be skinny and, like, in good shape. And so he would, like take a shirt off and go outside. We're in Southern California. He would, like, sit by the pool in his apartment complex.
Yeah, I think sitting by the pool is, like, what – but, like, I –
But he used to, like to get his tan on, but he would never use, sunscreen. He would always just use baby oil.
Jesus.
He was glistening. It looked like – you know when you look
– oh, my God.
You know when you look behind the counter at the Taco Bell /KFC and you see the chicken that's been in there for probably a little too long?
Yeah, it's like leather.
That's what it looks like.
Ugh.
And he would do it. And he would be like, come on, let's go tan, man. It's good for you. It's good for your skin. Good for your, like, vitamin D. Meanwhile, I am very overweight and very self-conscious. I'm like, I'm not
tan. Well, I mean, like, it's more skin cancer for him you got to worry about, right? With all his, like, you know.
He was not worried about it. He's fine now, though. I think he still likes to just sit out there with the shirt off. He loves the feeling of the sun on his skin.
Right below Nick, I think, on the list of kids, babysitters I want to see in action is Cool Greg.
Oh, my God.
Cool Greg, at what age would you want to hang out with my child? Like, when does that happen where that you're like, the night needs you, and you whisk them away?
Man, I don't know. I'm actually a little worried about this dude having a kid because Gia gives me a lot of passes. But I think them passes are going to get, like, less and less.
Sure.
Once I got something, you know,
she's going to revoke them all.
I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't want to see it because it sounds really bad, but it's not. I hate to see it. But I couldn't be too mad if, like, one day out of the blue, Tim and I had kids, not together, but separate children, right? And then one day, like, very much like Batman Returns, we woke up and went in the rooms and they were gone. And there was just a spray painted message from Cool Greg, like, I'm going to take them for 5 years. We'll be back. And then it comes back. And what did that look like when they come back? Cool Greg and his, like, not gang, but his, like, group. Well, you know what I mean?
Cool Greg, if I may speak for you for one moment, please. They would be very stylish.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They would have a cool look that you would never ever be able to understand, but you would just know it's cool, even though you can't really describe why it's cool.
Sure. They'd have their own language.
They would definitely have their own language, but they're gonna have their own language anyway because they're kids.
Sure.
And they're gonna, like, by the time we're all 50, kids are gonna be saying
this kid's not going to school.
That shit was spoon. You're like, I mean, what does that fucking mean? Cool Greg, spoon mean?
And again, I don't like saying abducts. When Cool Greg, you know, takes Barrows. Him under his wing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cool, I don't know what he's doing with them.
Is going to give them an education.
In the streets. Hard knocks.
Hard knock life.
Yeah.
I do think, and I'm pretty honest when it comes to shit, so I think I would be like little 8-year-old, no, Timmy Jr., Greggy Jr., or whatever, but hey, guys, I'm a real piece of shit. I don't want your parents getting mad at me. So, like, y'all got to be fucking cool about everything. And I think I wouldn't come at them in a place where I'm like, if you're not cool, I'm going to get you in trouble. So I think they'd actually be cool.
But here's how it's going to work, right, is that you're going to babysit. The kids are going to snitch on you because kids are stupid and don't understand the value of lying to your parents until much later. And then they're going to say, oh, they're going to go, Daddy Greg.
Oh, I have to call on him? Yeah. Yes, little Greg.
Uncle Cool Greg took me out and he smoked a cigarette in front of me. What are you going to say? You're going to say, oh, thanks for telling me, kid? Or are you going to look that kid in the eye and be like, snitches, get motherfucking and just stab him. Jesus.
Prison rules, bitches.
You take off a mask and it's been you all along. It's Uncle Nick. No! You failed the test.
The kids are so short, they can't tell the difference between anyone anyway.
One thing I think I've mastered is, you know, obviously anti-snitching, come on, stand up for yourself, all that shit. Call the goons, not the cops. But besides that, I think for myself, you looked at my Twitter, I snitch on myself a lot. So people expect it. So I make it a little easier, you know? So when I do fuck up, these kids are already going to know what's going on.
But here's my question. How do you run that gambit of telling your kid to tell the truth, but also not to snitch on people.
Well, here's my idea on it, right? It's just like, I don't really think anything they would do is be snitching. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, reporting Cool Greg smoked a cigarette, I'm like, yeah, Cool Greg smoked cigarettes. You shouldn't. What, what is it? I'm not going to go yell at Cool Greg.
All right, so the
is that going to be a line for Gia and you? What, is Cool Greg not allowed to smoke in front of the kid?
No.
So one of us,
I don't know.
So one of us,
don't smoke around the baby.
So, yeah, don't smoke and blow it in their face. Right,
so, okay, so Greg Jr.
But Cool Greg's hanging out a cop car. He stole smoking a cigarette. I'm not going to get mad at him for
riding,
smoking.
He's somehow driving even though he's in the back seat. And you're like, how does that scene work? How does it work? Who's driving the car? It's a Dark Knight reference.
Heath's in the back. It's not him driving.
Who was driving?
It's one of his goons. He's got goons.
He looked like he was driving.
It wasn't, no. He's very much.
Doesn't that know how to drive?
He's also on the wrong side of the car.
He's like
10.
He just lets everyone drive him around.
Yeah.
No, he's on the right side. He was in the back side.
Passenger.
In the driver's side seat. That's why I thought it was passenger. He was not on the passenger side. Bring it up.
Thank you.
I always wondered how he's driving the car because he looks like he's in the back seat. I could be wrong.
Do you think this baby would be a nice little prop to make me look less like suspicious?
Sure.
I think, and I'm going to say this to you right now, and I know it's I'm going to mean it as, it's one of those times where I'm looking at Tim, I'm going to mean it as a compliment, and you know he's going to take it as an insult, right? I think you're a lot more stand-up guy than you think you are these days. And I think that you have a perception of yourself that is no longer the case. I would trust you with my kid. I would especially trust you with anyone else's kid.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So I picture you walking down the street looking like you are right now. If you have a stroller, I'm thinking that dude owns a business. You know what I mean?
That dude owns a business. You look like the guy that owns the mink place down the street. It's like he's all hip-hopped out and like looks like he's trying to make money, but you know that place is going to be out of business in about 10 days.
So is that a
it's been together for a long time.
The guy looks like he's cool.
Well, that's why I always think that Cool Greg looks like a younger version of Christian, who used to own Wing Wings and now owns SF Chicken Box.
Yeah,
because like that's the same thing. Yeah,
they look like you look like a business owner that started something because you're passionate about it, and it went crazy.
Like you own a taco shop.
Like you know, you should have. Fuck that, you should open a like high end, super bougie, only open like once a month paint shop.
Hey man,
that only sells like paint can like cans. But like crazy colors you can't get anywhere else.
It's kind of funny. Sorry, we got those pens, right? I'm trying to next level markers.
I'm just telling you, man. When this company goes big, okay, when we cut the dead weight, you know what I mean? Like no one.
Yeah, it's just you and Cool Greg now. Okay. Hey, where's Barrett?
Barrett, clearly.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Clearly, someone's got it on the camera. We're gonna open up a small shop, way too small for what it is.
Okay.
Only open once a month, just like the Cheesecake
place. It's like a 5x5 room.
Yeah, and it only sells one color a month. And we never sell that color again.
Get them.
And drop culture. You see what I'm saying? Is that what drop culture
drop
is?
Culture, yeah.
Drop culture.
Nick's favorite fucking
one
thing.
Paint can a month. As soon as it's gone, it's gone. That's it. Drop here. Culture.
This is a genius idea.
I know.
I'm ready.
The first don't one kiss will be, his ass because you're on the team.
Nick's saying we'll drop culture.
Even though Tim won't be a part of it, we're going to call the first one Baby Blue Eyes. That's what the color is going to be. And it's going to be Tim's perfect color blue, but we'll never tell him.
So here's my question, Cool Greg.
Innovator.
I don't know what our plan is for January 5th. Mm-hmm. I assume we're trying to raise money to keep the fucking ship afloat. We need to set a milestone at some point where we do it just for a day where Nick goes out with Cool Greg and gives him, like, the makeover thing or whatever. And, like, try to make, I want to see, because you're asking, like, you know, if the baby would make you look, you know, more professional or whatever, right? I would love just to get one outfit together and try to, like, we put up a list of jobs on the wheel and spin it. And, like, how do we make you look like SF State philosophy professor, right?
Yeah.
And then Nick and you run out and you buy the outfit and get a haircut and come back and we see what happens.
I'm ready, man.
All right, cool.
So, real quick, to go off of what you were saying about how, or you guys, that I'm different now than I was.
Yeah.
I was just on Cheeks Jr., friend of the show. You know,
yeah,
of guys. I was on his podcast a couple weeks ago and he was interviewing me, I guess, but it kind of felt like the interview part two of the one we did a couple years ago. And I really like realized in the interview moment, like, oh man, he's asking me about things I don't really even do anymore. Like, he's asking me about, like, struggles I don't have anymore and all these things. Like, I feel like I'm so past it, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's good.
It does feel like it's weird to, like, realize that. Like,
that's awesome. Cease and desist to his podcast?
I'm going
to
tell you went.
What, did he ever? Is he still selling that horribly ugly shirt that was one of my catchphrases? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which one was that?
Man, and it's the graffiti style. You know me? I couldn't design it.
Yeah.
You went with Google? Come on, man.
It's bullshit, dude.
Jeez, you're the worst.
Only you got a little fuzzy.
That's my mustache.
Damn,
that's my mustache.
Can you fast forward towards the car scene, Barrett?
Is it a boogie?
No, I think it was maybe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's driving.
Who the fuck's driving? He's not driving.
There's not one in the fucking front
Look
seat.
Look at his other hand. He's not driving the car.
Who's driving
there's
the car?
There's clearly another head in the
there
back.
There is not. You can see through the
rewind.
Fucking
rewind.
I always thought it was him driving the car.
That's what I thought too.
I mean, that's
but how he's not he can't
not
possibly.
Possible.
I always thought he was passionate.
But look, really you can tall. See it. There would be a head there. You see when
look
the
at,
light shines through.
You can kind of see it. You can kind of see it.
He's a short guy. Short guy.
That I hated there's that. And I was like, who the fuck's driving this car?
All right, hold on. So look now. Look at it. Rock back. So you see the line right there. The Barrett, move it over. No, that's the yeah. Okay, no.
See,
Barrett,
there's no one in there.
Barrett, stop trying to make my point wrong. Go left. Go up. Go. Oh, I hate you, Barrett. Go left. Go down a little bit. Down a little bit. There you go. See it right there. Now watch that line, everybody. See? Back over. Back over. Back in. Back moving.
I see something.
Thank you. Greg Miller's right. There's no way to drive a car like that.
No. I mean, I know there's no way to drive a car like that, which is why I started this whole thing off with, how was he driving the car? There's no way to drive a car like that. To which you replied, he was on the passenger side. Now, I was right.
Yeah, you were right about that. Yeah.
You were right about that.
And then I was like, and then you said, oh, there's got to be another person in the front seat.
And I was right, too. So there we go. We're both right.
I guess you know what? Because I saw the
right
to
right.
Let me have your kid.
You can have my baby.
I was thinking I watched the pirated version where it's just horizontally flipped.
It's big watermark over the front of it, trying to keep you
police
out of it.
Is spelled
yeah.
backwards.
Yeah.
It's just insulting to me that I've never once been asked to be a babysitter for someone's child.
Because you would say no.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, I want you know what I mean? I want the option to
I
want to
no. be invited, you
but
know?
Who I don't think that's a common thing in your life.
It used to
Brendan,
be
Brendan. Brendan.
Really?
You remember when you like growing up, my parents had close groups of friends
yeah.
that all had kids. And so we would I guess they all had kids, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the thing. And also like the people you know with kids are far enough away from you. Which just doesn't make sense.
But there was every once in a while, like I would, like my uncles would take care of me and they don't have any children.
Yeah.
And I would just go hang out with them. And I always hated it because they had the knockoff consoles. Like when we were on like the Sega? SNES, they had like the Atari 2600. I was like, you're like four console cycles behind.
This sucks and your house sucks.
This sucks.
I'm going to shit
house
in the bed.
Sucks, yeah.
They had a great house though.
Oh.
And a lot of cool dogs. One of them bit me.
What kind of a dog was it?
A German Shepherd.
Yeah, I got bit by a German Shepherd twice on the booty.
Yeah, my uncle used to train him.
Different occasion.
For the police department.
Yeah. He was a cop. Jesus Christ, he's not doing a good job training him.
Well, they had to kill it. They had to destroy it.
Yeah, you told the story before.
Isn't that sad?
Did they find out that it was working with the criminals?
they were like, they couldn't trust it. Beyond that point, because maybe
taped it against a
off.
Wall rocket launcher. Why'd you say destroy
Mandalorian pasta?
That's what they said. They're like, we had to destroy it. I was like, what did you do to this thing?
We had to swallow a bomb just to make sure it never came back.
No, I was really, I told the story before, but I was really sad by that because I was like, he just bit me a little, like lashed onto my leg, and I was like, this doesn't hurt that much. I little iodine.
Oh, shit. You flipped that, right? You're a kid.
No, I loved dogs. To this day, I don't. Whatever
like
reason,
pinned down, it's thrashing. I was like,
no,
funny,
I was like,
Mom.
I remember it like because I turned my back on it. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that, even though no one gave me the fucking crash course on what you're supposed to do when you enter the goddamn German Shepherd cage. But I went in and I was like, cool, all the dogs are here. Why am I in this cage? This is weird. And then I turned around, everyone had left me in the cage.
Is it like Thunderdome?
So I was like, oh, that's weird. And I turned and maybe I hastened out of there and I just felt it go whack. You just and like a German Shepherd's jaw is fucking
yeah.
like. It's on there.
Yeah.
And I just saw my uncle come out like a fucking lightning and just like grab it and like pry it off. And he was like, get out of the cage. I'm like, what's happening right now? And then I look. And then I was like, I'm bleeding, but that's not that big of a deal.
Someone please animate this next story of the calmest child ever to
what's
be bit by
right
it.
But like,
what
I didn't.
Happening right
legitimately,
now?
I didn't
Papa.
Cry. I was just like, what's going on? And then I heard later, I was fine. It didn't hurt that much. I was like, this is a kid. I used to jump off roofs. We had nothing to do in Riverside. We would jump off the roofs and throw rocks at each other. So like, this dog ain't going to take me out. I'm living past this day. And then a month later, I was like, whatever happened to that dog? And they're like, oh, we had to destroy it. And I was like, why? And they're like, because I was like, what is it? Like a shark, once it fucking tastes human blood, it like never goes back. They're like, no, we just can't trust it. It won't. Like behave, do what it was supposed to do anymore.
See, that was a different time in law enforcement. Now that dog would get a promotion. You know what I mean?
Well,
for
no,
an office
now they,
job.
They hire all these fucking like little tiny cute dogs for the airport now, and they ain't biting anyone.
Yeah.
Little time we were in the airport, they had like a little beagle. I was like, this.
Well,
is
those are bomb sniffing. That's not there to like take out children.
The thing is that dog had the minority like report sense because it knew in the future you would be an offender. One
I got to take this thing out now. Yeah, like right now, get ahead of it. You know what I mean? Kevin got taken down by some dogs.
What's that?
Kevin got taken down by some dogs.
Kevin got. Fucked up, and it was like it scarred him for a long
time. I bet if Kevin were here, he'd be like, "No, that didn't happen. I fucking killed those dogs."
Yeah, no, like this was like before that Kevin existed. Like he
this
was.
This is what made this is Kevin's origin story.
This might be the origin story, but like I'll never.
Kevin just like he's in a cave and he just looks up and all the dogs start like hovering around him.
Yeah,
like,
they lift him up. It was two dogs that like just lived around him and they both just chased him down.
In the stories, you get pulled to the light, but they're just stories.
He was very small. He was a very small boy.
What kind of dog
how
was
small?
It?
How small? About what size?
How many pugs fucked up Kevin?
Double pumpkins.
Double pumpkins.
I think it was
two pumpkins high.
Oh, those are fucked up.
Doberman, yeah.
Yeah. Those are fucked up. But, man, yeah, it fucked him up and scared the shit out of him. And it scared me, third party, about hearing about dogs and hearing about him getting fucked up. And, like, he had, like, stitches and shit. Like, it was like,
what happened?
He just got chased down by these dogs. They were just out and they shouldn't have been.
What was he doing? What was Kevin doing?
Was he doing to
no, 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 no. Yeah. He was Kevin totally separate
like,
from the
immediately
dogs.
Immediately were on the dog side.
No, I'm telling you guys, this was
Kevin
a different
must
Kevin.
Have done something. Baby no, Kevin no. definitely did something to these. Oh, he bowled him into entrapment that has spikes on the ceiling.
No.
On the walks home from school, we always made sure to pick up rocks and sticks with us just in case. Because there was always like wild dogs out there and shit, and I was always like,
"Did you ever find what ever happened? Do you have to defend yourself?"
No, not in. But we were approached by dogs that weren't happy, you know,
yeah.
snarling and shit. What do I mean?
This like unhappy with the current political system,
yeah,
dogs
like,
are just
you know, like
walking around,
you know,
not happy with their station in
they'd
life.
They bark at us and they weren't like behind that, fences or anything. Yeah, they're pissed off and shit.
When you're a kid, dogs are terrifying. I remember riding my bike down the giant hill and turning onto the street, just going around the block. But like our blocks are big and unincorporated Glenwood. And there was just a golden retriever in the center of the street. Like, what the fuck's your problem? You know what I mean? So I like slowly backed away and it kept coming at me. And then it got distracted by another dog and I got the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then I've told the story before where I rode halfway up the hill and the hill was really big, like I said. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, I'm winded. Maybe the dog's gone. So I turned to come back down and I fell off my bike and skidded down on my face and tore my face up. Had a huge raspberry on my cheek. That's awesome.
I would have paid to see you do that when you were a kid.
It was like, I'm gonna turn around and like you know how you do it and like the wheel goes 90 degrees and it just locks. Boom! Fat little Greg Miller skating down on his face.
Oh, stupid shit you do.
There was an epidemic in San Francisco in the like late 90s where there was this flock of birds that wasn't native to the area. This is a true fucking story. And there was a while where these birds would come and they kept attacking. I'm walking into this one. They kept attacking people with blonde hair.
Mm.
And I never got attacked, so.
Maybe but this is back when you were wearing a lot
well,
of hats.
But Tim, to get attacked, you have to go outside.
But the birds fucking got my brother at Mountain Lake Park, because he has those golden locks. They thought it was a little nest.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and it turned into a thing where it's like it happened a couple
stupid
times.
Fucking birds.
And we kept seeing these little kids were just getting attacked by these birds, and it turned into a problem where people found the nest of where these birds were staying, and it was actually by
take long
the,
to their own
the studio
FBI
here.
FBI raid.
It was the
it's like the end of it.
St. Francis Heights area, and some girl got fucked up by these birds because it like there was like three of them coming at her, and then people had to come and like exterminate the nest.
Yeah, kill them.
Shotguns.
You gotta destroy it. Destroy the birds.
Yeah.
have you ever seen the movie The Birds?
Oh yeah.
I imagine it's
San Francisco.
Like
I think we watched. I think I watched that in middle school.
Okay.
It's yeah, I think some of it was Bodega Bay, which is like up north, which I've driven through, which is really, really pretty, actually.
Imagine, though, growing up in this area, The Birds is one of those movies that everyone's like, oh, you got to watch it, San Francisco or Bay Area, whatever. You watch that, and then there's these fucking birds attacking kids left and right. Not good math there.
That's
it's
crazy.
Scary as fuck.
It was a movie I watched in middle school because our teacher was, like, never there. You know that one teacher that just never showed up, and we had substitutes every, like, 2-3 weeks
like,
or so?
It turns out they were getting, like, a horrible divorce that year and you're
that's
like,
what I
oh.
That's what I was thinking maybe health problems or something like that, but that's like probably. We watched The Birds, we watched the movie, like the docu not mockumentary, what's the word I'm looking for, where it's like
documentary mockumentary,
but it's a documentary rockumentary. But it's a fictionalized version of it was JFK assassination,
like
but it's the one with Kevin Costner.
JFK
is that what it's called?
Yeah,
okay. But yeah, biopic is the word I was looking for. Yeah. We watched that movie. It was like, what are we
back
doing
back into
this
the
class?
Left. Back into the left.
Back? Cool, man.
You know, I tried. I know it's a great movie. I can't get through it. I tried watching it, and I was like, this is fucking weird.
Back when Blockbuster, you know, did the, when it was novel at the time, but when they did the, you pent $10 and you can rent as many movies as you want. I remember me and, I think Poe, trying to go through and rent everything. We did it with games the next summer, but with movies that summer. And I remember getting the JFK, and it was just like, I can't.
Rent every
two
movie?
Two cassette. Well, you know how it is. Just go down
all the
line.
New releases or whatever? Yeah.
No, not even new releases. Like, I forget. Whoa. We started
God.
In, like,
crap.
Whatever.
That is insane.
say history of film.
Oh, dude, I used to do that with Brennan and Ty when I lived down in San Mateo because we had a Blockbuster walking. We could just walk over to it, and we got so desperate to look at new shit. We started going through like the Tom Selleck movies. Because he started doing a bunch of made-for-TV movies where he was some sort of weird cop, and they were just so terrible.
Remember when we rented Evil Bong?
Oh, yeah.
What a movie.
That sounds like a weird movie.
Yeah.
Can I take
when
a...
teachers would show Tuck Everlasting. Fuck that movie.
Oh, God.
I don't know that one.
What's Tuck Everlasting?
Okay. That was a movie that a lot of my... One of the I guess, actors in the movie was kind of like a little teenage heartthrob, right? Because I remember all my cousins, like my female cousins, had a huge crush on, was it Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
JTT.
I forgot who Tuck Everlasting had.
But yeah, I don't remember that either.
Remember them talking about this movie nonstop because it was kind of like, oh, never mind. Yeah, but they had a crush on this dude. Yeah.
And Jonathan Jackson.
I'm Jonathan Jackson.
Will him hurt in it? All right. So you were talking about your teacher that just was never there?
Yeah.
I think I might have told this story a long time ago, but when I was in fourth grade, about
Fernando?
three months into the school year, my teacher one day, you know, it was the end of class on like a Wednesday, just came and was like, "Hey, we're gonna read you guys a story," which is weird for fourth graders. But he sat down and he read "Goodnight Moon."
No, "Goodnight Moon."
You know, to fourth graders.
"Goodnight Stars."
So it was all of us kind of like, "What the fuck's going on?"
You're like, we understand porn, right?
He started crying as he's reading this. And he's just like, "All right, I'm leaving. You guys aren't going to see me anymore." And like, he didn't kill himself. None of that. But he just left. He's like, I'm not going to be your teacher anymore. And he just left.
Was he super sick or?
And he just left.
You know, to this day, you don't know.
Well, so no one else. He just left the room.
How much time did you have?
We weren't out yet. Like, okay. It was not like school's out. So we're just like, we all sat there for a bit. And eventually I was like, I'm going to go talk to someone about this because it fell off.
Right. Yeah.
And my mom knew the principal and stuff, so it was like we were a little closer than other people. So I went in, I was just like, "Hey, so this just happened, whatever." They're like, "What?" They had no idea. And then, yeah, it was just turned into this huge thing that years later I ended up finding out that, yeah, he just like decided he was moving. He just left.
Did he move with his 13-year-old bride from your class?
Yeah, I was like, that's my first step. Is I was like, who did he bang?
I thought he was.
And they just brought
fucked,
in another
yeah.
teacher, and they just tried to like play it off like it was all good.
That's crazy.
It was just like, what the fuck just happened?
If you ever tell that story again, here's how I want it to end.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher left.
Yeah.
And no one knew what to do. And then Tim stood up and said, "I am the teacher now." And then you taught the rest.
I
liked
it better of like, I was hoping Tim was going to stand up and be like, "Let's go wild." Just they all flood out of the room into the hall.
They wouldn't be 13. We were 9 years old. When this happened.
Nick's version of it reminds you of like the origin story of the guy who did Firefest. How like, oh, at a young age, like Tim took control,
yeah, took
of,
control
his
of class.
Class and
he taught it the rest of the semester.
That's a fucking weird thing, man.
Yeah,
that
was bizarre.
When you're a young kid and just like something that out of the ordinary happens, you're just like, shit. Yeah. Shit's going down, man.
We had a creeper teacher in class, and you mentioned you thought this guy was a creeper. We had a creeper teacher in middle school who was fired
for creeper?
Being creepy peepee. Yeah.
What did he do? He touching?
No, licking? there was licking? a friend of mine spitting? At the time. He mentioned like pick up your. She was like, "Oh, look at my muscles, sir," and he was like, "Oh, lift up your shirt. Let me see what sort of muscles you got." Or he's
a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And reported him, and then guy was gone.
And that guy went and started net video girls. Never mind.
Is that a website? That
that's yeah, definitely a porn company. I would
it's a
imagine.
Porn house. Yeah, it's
porn. My favorite
like
one.
All of them started like that. Like, "Oh, you're going to be a colander."
Well, I went to a Catholic school, obviously, all the way to Mizzou, right? And I remember in high school, obviously, with all the hormones popping off, you know, on both sides
boners,
of the equation here.
Right.
The boners, bah. The girls wanting attention, all the
so
different stuff.
So many titties.
The big
got a
thing with the
again.
Girl. No, don't look at me. I'm trying to write
every
the chalkboard.
Every time the wind blows, he cries and he gets a boner.
Even though yesterday I was at the supermarket in shorts, let me tell you, that was a close call because I got that chill and I was like, I'm gonna have to shit. I gotta get out of this. I gotta get out of this supermarket. Anyways, in high school,
it's so weird.
I look over at Cool Greg, someone that I don't think knows that story, and I just see him trying to put it all together.
No.
And then he gives up. Then he's like, "You know what? I don't know."
The thing about Greg's story is, even if you know the intimate details of it, it still makes no sense.
Yeah, that's so true.
In
when
high
Greg
school,
gets cold, he needs to shit.
I gotta chill. When I get a chill.
When he catches a draft.
When I get a chill.
Like, for instance, when you're looking at the deli meats in the supermarket and the coldness from the thing hits him.
It was hot outside yesterday. We all know it. We all know it. It was hot outside yesterday. I was out there. I took a walk with Jen. It was lovely. We went to the supermarket, and sure enough, I'm in that veggie aisle. Then I'm in that cheese aisle. I'm like, this is getting close. We are threading the needle here on what's going to have to happen inside of my body.
What do you think the chances are one day an old grandma comes around into the deli area, and you're just shitting into one of the freezers?
Oh, it's like that one video with the guy on the escalator. Did you see this video that went viral recently?
No.
There's a guy walking with shorts, and it's like, you know, it's a surveillance video.
Yeah.
Kind of choppy, you know. But there's a guy who's, the view is at the top of an escalator, kind of pointed down. Guy walks up, and just out of his shorts, he kind of does one of those stretches, and just shit comes out of his pants. And then poor it guy. Fast forwards to like several minutes later, maybe another guy walking up and steps right in the shit and just like slips and like loses his footing. And he's just like holding himself there like, what the fuck did I just slip on? And it's just like a smear on the ground. Like,
no.
That's
it was like, what is wrong with this guy?
Horrible. That's horrible.
Just shits in a, near an escalator.
Before we get too far, I want to do this because Nick will enjoy this story. Because we're all in high school, right? But it was, you know, high school, and they were very, you know, Catholic school, of course, right? So, of course, it's all on the girls, right? Don't be tantalizing these boys. Don't be doing any of this stuff. Oh, yeah. And so girls, you know, were always, they could only have their skirt 2 inches from their knee or
isn't
something.
Isn't that hilarious?
Like
it was
that.
Always like, you have to shame the woman, but they still have to wear skirts.
I remember being a
You still have to wear the skirt. You just have to feel guilty about wearing the skirt.
I remember being a sophomore. No, it was a senior, I guess. And the girl next to me was a sophomore or a freshman. And I remember her in tears at her locker one day between classes and her friends all gathered. And I was like, and we were not friends, but I was like, what is going on? And they were like, they're sending me home because my pants are too tight. And even as like a kid, I was like, that doesn't seem like the right move.
Like, why some injustice happened.
That happened
here.
A lot.
One of our it was one of our school. Few out of uniform days, or what? I think it was even for like a school mass.
No,
it was like everybody's in like dress clothes, and my pants are too tight. They're sending me home. Like, that's weird. Anyways, though, to this thing, had this class geometry, hated it. Mrs. Kolasinski was the teacher. We did not get along. This is not story material you need to know. I've probably given you too much. Anyways, though, she was walking around, and like everybody's sitting there, but she's walking around, and she came up to one of the really popular girls, and she was just like, how long is your skirt? And she said whatever the actual code is, and I'll never forget this because it got the biggest laugh of the year. She goes, would you mind coming outside and bending over for me? And everybody lost their fucking mind because that was the way to test. Is that like
you could use a
ruler, but they would take the girls out and line them up against the locker and have them bend over to see if the skirt would then show their underwear or like too much thigh.
This is horrible.
How do you apply for that job?
God, Nick, no! They were children, Nick!
I wanted to move on. I wanted to transition. Let's
try to move before
you know
Nick
what?
Said, no, he said it.
To clear our palates, let me tell you about our sponsors.
Oh my God.
This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Quip. The best way to ease back into a routine is to start it up as soon as possible, and that's what Quip is great at. You know we all use Quip, the better electronic toothbrush. Here at Kinda Funny, the idea is simple. You sign up, they mail you a toothbrush. It vibrates for 2 minutes. Every 30 seconds it pulses, you move it to a different quadrant of your mouth, you get an even clean, and you brush for the full 2 minutes, which I did not realize I needed to do until we started using Quip, and now I love it. Quip, of course, comes with that little cover. It's a handle. It's like a stand you put it in, and it can stick to mirrors, but then when you go on the road like we are, when we go to London here in a second, you pop it off the mirror, you put it over, you put it in your travel bag, you're ready to go. And when you sign up at Quip.com, of course, you get subscribed to get the brush heads delivered to you on a dentist-recommended 3 month period. It's great. They also have floss now. They also have their own toothpaste. It is amazing. That's why we all use Quip. That's why we love Quip. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Be like Kinda Funny and use Quip. You should be going right now. It is a perfect for getting into a routine. It's great for the holidays as a gift as well. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/KF right now, you get your first refill pack for free. That's getquip.com/KF to get your first refill pack free. We're also brought to you by Felix Gray. You may not realize it, but the average American blasts their eyes with bright screens for 11 hours every day. When you consider how much your day revolves around devices, it doesn't seem so crazy. You know, today I've used my computer, my phone, Google Stadia, Xbox, xCloud. What's the other thing I was looking at TV, of course. I'm looking at a lot of screens is basically what I'm saying. The fact is, we can't eliminate extensive screen time from our lives, but you can protect your eyes from it with a pair of Felix Gray blue light filtering glasses available in both non-prescription and prescription. The majority of Americans live with tired, dry eyes, blurry vision, or headaches caused by screens. If this sounds familiar, Felix Gray glasses are for you. Felix Gray glasses filter out 90% of high-energy blue light and eliminates 99% of glare coming from your daily barrage of screens. Unlike other blue light filtering glasses, Felix Gray uses proprietary blue light technology embedded into the lens as opposed to a cheap coating that it can easily chip or scratch over time. Felix Gray is on a mission to make fashionable, high-quality blue light protection widely accessible by offering a variety of frames for all face shapes and style preferences. Of course, I like the ones that look like mine. Just normal black glasses. You know what I mean? These aren't them. But, like, I have them over there. They're very normal because these are my prescription ones. They do prescriptions. I just haven't done it yet. Don't be like me. Go get them. Don't go another day looking at screens without the help of Felix Gray's. Go to felixgrayglasses.com/kinda for free shipping and 30 days of risk-free returns or exchanges. That's felixgrayglasses.com/kinda. felixgrayglasses.com/kinda. And our final sponsor of the day is Movement Watches. Can you believe it? The holidays are here again. Movement Watches have you covered this season with hundreds of watches, blue light glasses, sunnies, and jewelry styles to choose from. Stuff your stockings, impress your family, wow your partners, or treat yourself, because we know you're dressing up, with the perfect gift. And Movement is making it easy. Beautiful curated gift boxes, his and her gift guides, and free and quick shipping right to your door for the holidays. You know we have been with Movement a long time. The sunglasses you see me wear on vacation, Movement. The watch you see me wear when I'm marrying people and I want to look fancy, Movement. Movement is right there for you. You can get out there and get it. You get it directed to you. You cut out the middleman. It's great. And guess what? Like I've already said, the holidays are here. This is an easy way to get your gifts covered. Of course, Movement watches start at just $95. They have a clean design, minimal, and they really are quality products. Movement has sold over 2 million watches in over 160 countries. Be the big winner this holiday season with a gift from Movement. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com/kinda. Go to mvmt.com/kinda. Join the movement.
It was high school, right?
Yeah, it was high school. I mean, I was a senior, you know what I mean? So, I mean,
whatever. That's so weird.
That's always the hardest thing about going back and having those stories now. I think we talked about this on another show, right? Mm-hmm. Where somebody described somebody from high school as hot. And everybody's like, whoa. And like, well, I was a child too. Like, or I was a crush when we were watching TV shows or whatever.
Yeah.
I always make sure to say the point of like, I had such a crush on her when I was watching that movie as a kid.
Yeah. Because you can't do it now.
You got to make that point.
Trust me.
You got to make that point.
You got to.
Put the little point out there.
The asterisk. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Put the pin on the map.
Put the pin on the map.
Put the pin on the map. I've been here. Let's go there. Let's visit. Let's go there one day.
Party McFly writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, your recent reviews of The Mandalorian had me wondering something. Not sure if you guys have talked about this on the channel before, but which medium do you think is better for telling a story, film or television? At its best, which, in your opinion, is more conductive to telling a quality story? A concise, structured, and polished two-hour experience, or a series of episodes allowing for deeper characters and worlds? Thanks for all the wonderful content, and much love from Honolulu, Party McFly.
I want to jump in here and say that I'm really excited for the future, where it is somewhere in between with this whole streaming thing we got going on, because I do think that the 6 to 8 episode season of a show, maybe not even season, just like where we know it's going to be a one and done, that is the story. I think that is going to be the optimum storytelling.
So you're talking about like the venue. Marvel unit, the shows, right?
Yes.
Okay, because those are like confirmed to be like one season.
Yeah.
All of them? Or
all of them
of
so
them?
Far. Okay. Yeah, but like that, we know it's going to be 6 episodes for those. I feel like getting that guaranteed somewhere between 3 and 6 hours of content, depending on how much, like 40 minutes or an hour or whatever. I feel like 6 hours of a story is like, that is, you're really going to get a lot of ability to present the world, open up the rules, have some development, have some action, come to a resolution that feels
have
feels
character
good.
Arcs that feel fully realized and not rushed.
Because that's the biggest problem, right? Is that when you're talking about a movie, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, whatever, and 2.5 hours getting up there, right? And Irishman being 3.5 hours. Like, it's so tough to get in, get the characters, understand their motivations, do the thing. And I shouldn't say it's so hard, but it's so hard to do it right. You see people fuck that up all the time. Whereas the other side of it, hey, here's Daredevil. And you're like, man, a lot of these episodes are great. A lot of them are boring. Why are this many episodes? Why do you feel like you have to do this?
Yeah, I think this is especially true when we're talking about things that are new ideas. right?
Yeah.
Where it's like when we're adapting movie or comic books or this or that, it's like there's kind of like some knowledge going into it. Or sure. Like MCU is very specifically its own thing. Star Wars even is its own thing. But it's like if you're presenting a new IP entirely, I think that a six-hour series is like perfect.
I would kill for a really high quality anime to be that short and concise not have, you know,
drone on
28
and on
episodes
and,
you know, and there's 13 or 12 of them are filler, you know. I can't stand that stuff.
Yeah, to me it's weird because I mean I obviously love the movie format. I like sitting in a theater for 2.5 hours and just being given that nice pared down low fat experience, like, you know, just no fat on the bones whatsoever. Just give me the fucking story. Just went and saw Ford versus Ferrari.
How was that
over the weekend? It was good.
Looks good.
A bit long though, and a little campy at parts, but I enjoyed it. And I just think that story is fascinating to begin with. But I think, yeah, I'm kind of with Tim where I think right now the sweet spot is that 4 to 6 episode series on Netflix. I just wonder why we still feel the need, especially when they put them all out, to have them have credits and be episodic. And I get that it sort of like makes sense to have a start to finish there, but you're still doing that like 40-minute long like story arc structure. And I just wonder if they'll ever screw around with doing something that's like an actual 5-hour-long movie, where instead of having it, because you know, like every episode of what you watch, whether you know it or not, it still has that 3-act structure where it's like something's happening, and then there's a middle, and then he goes, "No, I'm gonna try to save the thing," and you're like, "Cool, that's the end, right?" So it's so fascinating watching these movies that come to Netflix, where it's like it is gonna be fascinating watching The Irishman. What's he gonna do with 3 hours? Is he gonna keep me going for 3 hours? And will that when you stretch out that 3-act structure, is that gonna be compelling, or is that just gonna be a lot of wasted space?
I think the thing with the credits too is like TV shows are still the streaming shows are still being designed and produced like TV shows, which is there's usually a showrunner, but episode by episode is directed by different people. There are different people working on it. That's why there's different credits, right?
I get but just put all the credits at the end.
What if just make the showrunner
episode
the
one directed by so and so, episode two, you know, like I just. The credits just seem like a weird relic. Like it's fine for when they're still rolling the show out, like Mandalorian. But like, if the show's already done, like say 8 weeks from now, and Mandalorian's done, right? It's out. Season one's out. Can you just give me the fucking cut that doesn't require me to pick up my controller and hit
just
the
chapters
skip
every time, like
just
one giant cut.
Chapter two done. And if you want to pause, if you're a smart human being, you want to pause it there. This is where you're gonna stop. Why does my TV need to tell me when to stop watching TV? I know I'm watching too much TV. I don't need a fucking reminder from you, Mr. Plasma.
Yeah, fuck you, Plasma.
You know what the most insulting thing is? When it goes, "Are you still watching?
Hey, you haven't moved anything in a while.
You haven't moved your foot in a while. Are you sure you want diabetes? Yeah, give it to me."
I'm sure it's got to do with people maybe hitting data caps or, you know, if they leave their shit running and stuff like that. It's just a common courtesy, I guess.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if the industry moves away from that format in like the next 10 to 20 years, right? Like when everything is just homogenized in streaming and when theaters finally have their last like the last death throes and they die and everything just comes straight to your fucking 90-inch TV. That's not a wall. They just build walls and houses with LED screens. Are we going to need... Are we still going to have that episodic format? And how is that going to change the actual structure of the storytelling? It's going to be interesting. Because like you also think like... Because like, there's things like The Crown, right? Where I'm very excited to watch the next season of The Crown. But The Crown is less about what's happening. It's not about like plot necessarily. It's just about what's happening in the characters' lives and how they're experiencing these historic things that are happening, right? And so it's more kind of experiential than it is like, okay, we have to go solve this. The fucking war's coming. We have to beat the war. It's more about like... It's a war happening and Churchill's now in place, but I'm the queen and how do I react to all that stuff? And so I sit there, I'm like, I don't need this credit. I want to just watch this for like 6 hours and just be in this world and be with these characters and live in their life for a little bit. I don't need you don't have to tell me Claire Foy's in it. I know it. I know it. She's in every episode.
So I don't think, it's necessarily about the credits. Like that is an aspect of it, but I think it's more just about the way.
Well, it gives you a break point.
It's a break point it's like it gives you the ability to walk away, but it also gives you the ability to like remember where you're coming back to.
But I feel like Amazon does it right. Where like Netflix still gives you like the 10 seconds and Amazon's like, we have a lot of ground to make up. We only give you 1 second. You have like 2.5 seconds to pick that to stop the next episode before it just goes into the next thing. And I'm all for that.
I don't know if I ever see the format change. I think it's like, I think it's too ingrained in filmmaking or whatever.
Well, it makes sense.
Some of it's union too, right?
Well, some of it's from a production standpoint as well, where it behooves you if you're making that much content to break it down into those
bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, those structures and the episodic nature. Because, yeah, you have to have different directors. There's a reason why
The Mandalorian had like four different or five different directors.
A lot of lazy people.
Exactly. They don't work enough. But no, I mean, you have to have one director prepping while the other one's shooting, or two prepping while one's shooting, because that's just economical. So I understand why they write the way they write, but it's just like with The Mandalorian, for instance, where like one of the episodes is 30 minutes, you're like, this could be two episodes. That could be one episode. We could have three. We could do what they do, what you're talking about in the UK, where it is like when they did Sherlock season one and two and three or whatever, it was 3 2-hour long episodes. And I was like, this is a really cool format, because you feel like you're watching like a made-for-TV movie that's really high quality, but it's not broken up by commercials, or and it doesn't break the world that's created in there. It doesn't take you out of it when you have to then hit a button and remind yourself that you're watching TV.
Yeah, maybe they were an hour. I don't think it's going to be homogenized either, and I think that it's actually going to give us just more options. Like, I feel like as we're seeing it now with Disney Plus and Netflix of just binge or not binge. I want both to exist. Where I feel like look at what the content is and like what is the better delivery platform for that show to show, season to season, whatever it is, or is a movie better? Is it better to do 3 hours of one thing or a season of a show? The Politician comes to mind, where it's like, that looks like one of the, what we call shitty Netflix movies, but it's a season of a show. And it's like, what is the better delivery platform for that type of content? I don't know, but I like that both exist, even on the same platform.
For that one, it should have been a 2-hour long movie, because after 40 minutes of the first episode, I'm like, wow, I don't want to watch this anymore. But I may have thought about finishing it if it had a nice little wrap-up.
Jen put it on out, and at one point I looked over, I'm like, is this a movie or a show? She's like, it's a show. I'm like, how is it still going?
I don't
like,
know.
God damn.
And how has a bunch of stuff happened, but also nothing's happened. Yeah, that show did not click for me.
No, I'm spoiled rotten, obviously. I think we all are. With, you know, obviously the best time to be alive for the nerdy shit we like and all that crap. Not for, like, you know, the world, because everything's falling apart. But, like, outside of that, like, I'm so, like, Mandalorian, Watchmen, all that shit, I'm just like, ugh. Why isn't this all out? I just want to watch it all
it
right now.
It devalues it, man.
I don't think it does though.
I like that experience of like getting in there and
Stranger Things. Who's talking about Stranger Things?
I know the business aspect of it. I get the business part of it.
This year. And it's like, it just feels like it just is so inconsequential. Whereas Game of Thrones is talked about, right? We're going to remember.
Not in a great way.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's about the content, though. It's about like what the show is. It's
the rollout.
Imagine if it was good, though. Imagine if it was as good as the rest of the seasons. You know what I mean?
I mean, I just don't care for the appointment viewing anymore. I just don't like it. Like the problem is there's too much good content out there for me to remember that, oh, I should go back and watch The Great British Bake Off again. Like, I eventually get around to it, but like, it doesn't make it any more, like, The Great British Bake Off was the first show that I've watched on Netflix that's week to week rollout. And I was like, I don't like this. I really just want to watch the next episode of this. And then a week later, it takes the show away from being like, oh, I'm in this. I'm excited. I want to see who wins the next round, to a week later, oh, should we watch that? Well, there's this other show we can watch. I don't know. And there's a debate, and I don't like that debate. It's the same with Watchmen, where I like Watchmen a lot, but am I really going to care about it? Like, am I still going to be in it as much as I was episode one comes episode 7, which is like 3 weeks from now? I don't know. I'm already starting to lose steam on it.
Well, I think that's just how you feel about it. Like, yesterday, it being Sunday at 2 p.m., I was like, fuck, I can't wait for Watchmen tonight. Like, I it was just something that I was super excited about, and I was anticipating watching it and then talking about it later on.
But if you had all 8 episodes of Watchmen right now, would you watch more than one tonight?
I mean, I agree with you. Selfishly, I would love to watch them all right now.
I just think it's a better way. Yeah. With something as complex as Watchmen, I forget what fucking happened, and they have to do the previous sound, which is fine. They do a capable job of that, but especially with like Game of Thrones, wouldn't it be so much nicer to watch every season like right as it's happening and get all of them out, so you don't have to remember who fucking Uwe Boll was in season whatever, or you know what I mean? I don't know. It's like
I'm totally with you. I feel like I'm more invested in the show when I can watch it and wait on it. Like when I finally realized before the Emmys, not that I'm like fucking trying to be hipster about it, but like I had no idea what Fleabag was. Somebody mentioned Fleabag and Jenna, like, oh, cool, 2 seasons of it. And we watched it all in a weekend. And it was like, I remembered characters' names, relationships, where they were, what was going on. And it's not what you're talking about of like what turned me off to Game of Thrones in the beginning of like coming back week after week and be like, wait, what was that guy's name? And where was this? And blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was playing Overwatch over the weekend with Lucy James and Timur.
Oh, my governor!
All we talked about was like theories of what's going to happen the next episode.
And
I
and
love
that's
that.
Cool. I'm not trying to take away from that.
For which?
For Watchmen. Oh, yeah, I love the water cooler experience.
Like, I feel like it's not, I don't think every show should be week to week. I don't think every show should be binged. I think that in the case of Watchmen, maybe it would be better to be binge, whereas Game of Thrones, I definitely think week to week gave that show so much advantage because it gave you the time if you wanted to rewatch it really understand who the characters are and all of that stuff. And it had the water cooler moments. Shows that have theories and stuff, which I haven't watched Watchmen, I imagine it is one of those shows,
yeah,
probably are benefited by the week to week to allow you to kind of have those discussions and like really consume the content, not just as something that is just disposable, but as something that you should sit with and think about. And I love Sundays. I'm getting Patriot Act. I know that, and it's exciting.
Well, that's different, though. Like, that, well, I guess the Patriot Act's not different. I'm thinking John Oliver.
Because if they dropped Patriot Act and it was just like 10 episodes on one day, I'd watch them all in one day. I would, and I'd love it. It'd be awesome. But then have it for like...
Well, that's fair, but I mean, you could space that out. I mean,
I know, but like...
Patriot Act's not one of those that's necessarily you have to watch. It's not so topical that you have to watch every single one as it goes. Like, Patriot Act's one of those where I looked at it, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch one today, and that was enough. I don't need all of them. It's that's so much information that I'm like, I want to digest that for a little bit.
It's weird. I just think certain shows, I think certain different genres of shows benefit from the week to week. Like you were mentioning, British Bake Off. Like for me, when I was dating my ex girlfriend, it was like, let's binge that shit. Let's watch. And
it's so delightful.
And you just watch all of it. But and I think seven episodes and it's over. And it's like, cool.
But I think Stranger Things could definitely have been week to week. And I think it would have been the same thing where everyone's in it for 8 weeks and we're all talking about it and a lot of cool stuff, but they made the smart choice of putting that out, and therefore I watched it all. I watched that thing in like a day and a half. It was great. I just think like that's the new thing. That's the thing that's that people can hope to just own a weekend or own a week of. You put a piece of content out and that's it.
I just feel like we're going to see this happening more and more, that there's a pressure for people to watch it in that first weekend or else they don't watch it. And it's like it's spoiler territory, right?
Maybe,
after
but that. there's also the virtue of then going back and being like, oh, you know, I never watched Watchmen. Oh, they're all done. Cool, I'll watch them. Like I've never watched Leftovers. There's a possibility I might go back, and if I like the first episode, I can watch the whole thing.
That's my argument even more for why I think it's going to happen. That the more shows that are out that people associate with streaming services, they're just going to be like, oh, well, I never watched Stranger Things. I can go back and now it is all there. You know, so it's not like binge stuff will always exist in the sense that once something's done, it becomes a binge show.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So just the release of binge when it first comes out. I think that more often than not, for the quality shows, week to week will help. Whereas for a lot of things that are a bit more disposable.
I'd be so interested to see how they decide which one's which.
Yeah.
You know, like, it must be so interesting to be inside Netflix and be like, okay, what if we did this? And just see the results of, like, rolling out the Great British Bake Off as it's doing
what
day to
day
with the show as it's being put out on the air on the BBC. I think it's a BBC show. I could be wrong. But I just think it's cool. And again, yeah, I mean, you raise a very good point, which is that, like, hey, if you want to binge it, just wait 8 weeks. You know what I mean? But then you risk the spoiler territory of everyone, assholes like us, accidentally starting to talk about it, like, right off the top of the episode.
Yeah. But see, that's the problem, though, is that happens if it's all released at once. The spoilers are all there, and it's all of the spoilers. It's not just episode one spoiler. It's episode eight spoiler. Mm. Then, and, like, if you don't have free time, it's like, you better cut off from the internet. Your problem. That's on you, but... I don't enjoy
that. It's so hard because there are very few shows that are that good that can keep my attention for 8 weeks straight. I'm even starting to wane on Silicon Valley. I'm like, I like the show, but it was on last night. I could have watched it. I'm like, I'll wait. I'll just wait till there's a couple on my DVR. And it's possible that I won't go back. I mean, it's not highly possible, but I would say there's a 20% chance that I'm like, I don't really need to see how this show wraps up, you know? But
Silicon Valley to me is one that could be either. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm in either way.
Yeah.
I watched last night.
Was it funny?
I watched last week and the week before too.
Yeah.
You know? But if it was all out at once, I'd probably just watch that at my pace. But I also don't care about spoilers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Really quick, just to give my quick perspective, I agree more with you. It's like it's based on like what the show is, that it should either be all at once or weekly. I prefer weekly just because it brings me back to like just being a kid, and we had our shows every day of the week of like, all right, tonight's like Fringe night, like let's sit down and just like watch Fringe and talk about it and shit like that. And I like that, like having a dedicated night for like one show, or like, all right, tonight's The Good Place and tonight is this show. Or I even like that for the in-review format, right? It's like, all right, tonight we're watching a Star Wars movie and we're going to sit down and just, like, do that. I don't know. Just the way
Shout
I
out
like.
To Fringe, man.
Shout out to that.
That show was way better than I think people give it credit
that
for.
That first season was way better than people give it
first
credit
season
for.
Was,
and then,
I remember the first season being relatively good. I think I went back and, like, watched it randomly on demand. I think I came in on second season.
Mm.
And then I was like, cool. And then it kind of dipped a little bit. And I was like, do I want to keep watching Fringe? And then it kind of ended strong. And I was like, okay, thanks, Fringe.
I think I also just prefer like
fun. It was X-Files.
The week to week stuff, I think there's a lot less pressure on me to, because when I think about it, you know, if
Watchmen dropped all 8 episodes, it's like, fuck, I have to find 8 hours to watch all of these before it gets spoiled for me. And I guess that's a lot of stress for me.
Not that worried about having things spoiled.
Yeah, that was the thing for me too, with especially even Watchmen, where I let them stack right for 4 weeks, I guess, or 5 weeks, including yesterday. And it was just like, I mean,
I'm 4 episodes in, and I can't think of anything that would be such a groundbreaking spoiler.
I'll tell you some spoiler. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like if you were to tell me, oh, so and so, I'd be like, cool. I mean, this is such a complex story that's way more about just how these characters are reacting to these events. I don't know that.
I mean, plug and play any show, though. Sure. Watch it. Like, I'm thinking Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones. Like, if Game of Thrones dropped 6 episodes all at once, I'd be like, fuck, I have to find...
Take the day off work. We're doing this.
I need 6 free hours to watch this shit. You know, that's going to... Well, I guess I could put... Maybe I could put 3 episodes here and then watch the other 3. Like, thinking about finding free time for that would kind of, you know, bum me out. That's why I appreciate, once a week, an hour, I'm good.
I feel that.
You find those hours, right? Like when it does, stuff happens. Like that's
it sucks.
I started it as selfishly, right? Like I'm so rarely in the mood to watch TV. Like I'd rather it be like appointment, event. So cool. Holy shit! Look at bam. There's this thing. Like when House of Cards wasn't a fucking huge fucking scandal. Like when House of Cards, I'm like fuck yeah! Like you know what I mean? Watch it all in a weekend. It was like a big deal that it was House of Cards weekend.
Yeah, I mean
and
to
then
me,
move on to the next thing.
To me, I guess it's like sitting down and reading a really good book. Where it's like, I want to do it at my own pace. I want the story all together, and I want it to be there when I want it to be there. To me, I like that. It's one of the reasons why I have a hard time getting through video games is because I get so distanced from the actual what's going on with the story that I start to lose interest very, very quickly. Like, I still haven't beat Fallen Order, and I should. I want to, but I'm like, I can't. What was happening? I'm looking for something.
You're a coward.
It's fine.
He's a big toad. He's your enemy.
I don't want to bring that. I don't want to.
But the book thing's interesting, though, because I feel like there's the other side that is like magazines. Like video game magazines, where it's like the excitement of waiting for the next one.
Yeah, but that's because you're previewing things that are to come. You're not getting a story element in those magazines. Unless I read Next Gen wrong.
But still, it's like, whatever it is, I like the kind of the episodic thing of just that you're looking forward to.
I look forward to going out and buying like nerdy film magazines every month just because I want to see what the nudist article is. If I had 12 of them, I mean, I've had 12 of them stacked up. I don't read them.
Yeah.
I like the actual experience of getting that new thing. And sure, for some things, absolutely. I got no problem with it. Like, again, like John Oliver, the shows like that are super topical and talking to you about what's happening right now, those have to be week to week.
Of course.
Obviously. Yeah. But that's a great experience with those things, I assume. I've never watched John Oliver. but I've watched shows like that before. So, yeah, I mean, there's absolutely a format for that. And, again, we're having a fun, spirited debate, but if everyone were to go back to appointment viewing, I would figure it out. I would just wait until they spooled up and watch them all. Or maybe I'd watch them week to week. It is nice having the option.
It depends if we were making content about them.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's your motivator to keep watching Mandalorian this way.
Which is actually kind of nice, to be honest, is that you guys get excited about it and then you want to talk about it. It's like, oh, I want to be a part of that conversation. So it's cool that you guys let me be on the show. But it is nice to be like, hey, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Oh, everyone's watching. I know all my friends are watching this thing tonight, and I'm going to get to come in and talk to them about it tomorrow. So that is really, really cool.
Yeah, and I like that, like, even not about content. Like, I feel like that's, like, my friends. It reminds me of Game of Thrones, where it's, like, every week it was just like, oh, man. Monday would come, group text starts going off. Like, oh, shit.
It's weird that you don't like sports, because that's what sports are for.
Yeah.
Because sports, like, games happen, and then you're supposed to talk to each other, like, the next day or some shit. I don't know. I don't watch them.
You watch the UFCs?
I don't really watch UFC that much anymore. There's so many of them now.
Yeah,
I just read the recap and like maybe
there's
I'll try.
There's so many UFCs like Desperate Housewives.
It's like two or three a month.
Not Desperate Housewives
because they do them on like ESPN and like
Real Wives, Real Housewives.
Yeah, that
there
makes
could
sense.
Never be too much Real Housewives. Those shows are like crack cocaine, so I've heard.
To close this out, Timothy.
Yes.
What are you downloading for your flight to London for our final stop on the 2019 World Tour?
I have Pokemon.
Yeah, of course.
The game.
Of course.
To play. Very excited about that. Otherwise, I like movies and stuff. I haven't really
thought
too much.
What's your plan?
I'm going to go on Disney Plus and just like download a bunch of random stuff. But I don't know. I have a lot of work to catch up on. I'm going to do that.
Done.
Yeah.
It's vacation, man. Throw it away. Yeah. You know what I mean? Doesn't
matter. There's a bunch of musical albums that have come out recently that I want to partake in.
Like the Partridge Family?
Stoked about that.
Have you listened to Leslie Odom Jr.?
Leslie Odom Jr.
Mister?
It's an amazing album. Greg Miller, I think you would like it.
Leslie Odom Jr.?
Yeah.
He's one of the original cast members of Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just put out his debut album. It's debut, right?
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's very different than what I think we expect of kind of that crew that came out from the Hamilton and like all that stuff. But it's really, really cool.
I like it.
What about you?
So I have the Switch. It's going to be Switch and iPad. Mm-hmm. Switch will be loaded up with Pokemon. I held off on Link's Awakening for this flight. And then I have Return of the Oberdin on there. So those are the three I'm going to limit myself to.
I'm so jealous of you right now.
Which one?
Link's Awakening.
Oh, yeah.
So fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, great.
Okay, looking forward
great
to it. Great game. I might have to come back to your row and ask you for puzzles.
Oh, yeah, I know them all. Like,
Nick, wake up. I'll try not to wake up Dio, but Nick, wake up.
Yeah, it's fine. She'll be awake.
And then iPad, Nick. Of course.
Nick, I need your help. The Blood Moon Rises.
iPad, then, will be a bunch of comic books, of course. You got a whole bunch of different stuff to catch up on there.
Obviously. I'm so behind on comics that it's like, I was thinking, I was like, man, I need, Chris Anka came and was like, oh, here's all a bunch of Power Rangers comics that he did the art for.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking through it. I'm like, fuck, I'm so behind on this, but I want to catch up. But I'm like, it's too much. It's like, it's one of those things where it's overbearing, where I'm like, I should have been watching these season to season. I didn't. So now it's too much to binge.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to, well, I'm going to bring my iPad for the downloads for videos and stuff, but I don't even think I'm going to load it with the comics for this one.
Coward. And then the one I'm very excited for, because as you all know, I've begun falling in love with Star Wars, is that Andy. Over on the Kinda Funny subreddit, a kid put up an image showing me what I need. What? Hey, you want to watch Clone Wars, but you don't want to watch all of Clone Wars? Here are the best arcs. Here,
it looked like here's how to build a nuclear bomb.
Exactly. I'm gonna go in tonight and start downloading and assembling that.
Can you do that on Disney Plus?
Yeah,
that's cool.
You can download stuff.
I might do some of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's your plan?
My plan is the same plan it always is, man. Just gonna go in blind and see what
sit down with a bag of beef jerky 12 hours.
Yes. See what the entertainment gods have in store for me. Sometimes it's Endgame, probably gonna be Endgame again because that's been on there for like years. I don't know. I love just watching movies, so what I do sometimes is go on ahead of time and see if I can see what the movies are gonna be on United, and if there's like five or six of them that I haven't seen, because that's like a great opportunity to watch shit that I'm like, I don't want to pay for that, because there are always movies.
The Charlie's Angels of the world.
Well, perfect example. Right? Oh, that movie just came out.
It's going to be that Will Ferrell movie, and it's going to be Silent on the Plane. You're just going to hear.
One time I did that, Andy. And you have to admit, it was a funny movie. It was
Which movie was it?
I think it
was.
The
Will Ferrell one where they break into. Where they
Oh, The House.
The House.
The House was so funny. The House was pretty
it's
funny.
It's Jason Matsukas, man. He's fucking hilarious. He's like,
he's great.
Yeah, I'll probably just watch a bunch of movies.
Where the finger gets chopped off or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, okay, are you.
He's like, trying not to throw up.
God, it's good.
And then Andy.
That's it.
What are you guys going to do here? All next week, none of us are here. And granted, it's Thanksgiving, so a lot of us aren't here, period. But like, this place is going to be a ghost town.
We're going to need a lot of good questions for the Kinda Funny podcast.
Yeah. What crew do we got for the Kinda Funny podcast?
The Kinda Funny podcast next week will be me, Joey, and Cool Greg.
Holy shit.
Let's strap
That's
in.
A fucking podcast.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I'll be leaving Tuesday as well.
Man. Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, it's upon us, which is hard to believe.
It is.
Where did this year go?
Jesus
Gobbled
Christ.
Up.
Right? Oh, God damn. You don't get credit enough.
It was stuffed full.
Shut up, goodness. Nick. All right, shut up.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
That's Tim's thing.
Thanks. Fuck off.
That's Tim's thing.
Hold on. I just fucked off.
All right, good. Remember, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this Friday when it went live on YouTube, we are in London to meet and greet with you. You might say, how can I get tickets to that there Kinda Funny meet and greet? You can't. It's too late. You had your chance. You weren't good enough as a best friend. You weren't a good enough fan. You know what I mean? But you can go to @MCFixer. I'm just going to say him. @MCFixer. Because, Mark Freeman's doing it too. But @MCFixer, go there. He's put up a whole bunch of community things that are happening. I think it's Thursday through Monday. So if you are in town for the London meet and greet, there are a million different things you can do to go hang out with the Kinda Funny best friends and then come see us on Saturday. For the rest of you, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, each and every week, usually four best friends gather on this table, each bringing their lives to discuss with you. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindafunny. You can get the show ad-free, live, pre and post shows tacked on, a whole bunch of different content options for you. You can be part of it too. If you don't want to give us any money though, no big deal. Each and every Friday, youtube.com/kindafunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Podcast goes up. It has ads. It has no pre and post show. It is definitely not live. That's how it works. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you. Let's do a post show.
Post it up.
Post it up.